Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious God, our Father in heaven, as we begin this day with worshiping together, Father, we pray thee that thy name would be exalted and that thy name would be praised in all that we say and in all that we do, Father. That is our desire, Father, that the name of Jesus Christ would be lifted up and that thou wouldst be glorified and that we might praise thee, that we might bless thy most high and holy name, Father, for thou alone art worthy. And so we just pray thee, may thy word prevail, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. For this morning's reading, let's turn to the Gospel according to St. Luke. Read chapter 1 and begin with verse number 26 and read through verse number 56. Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse number 26.
Bratje naše, da se čita iz Svetog Evanđelja po Luci, prva glava, od 26. stiha do 56. stiha.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. I believe Brother Bob captured very well the essence of the message that would go forth this morning, and that is that who Jesus Christ is and the reason that he came. And that we would believe these things that are written here in God's Word, because there are many voices out there in this world, and many thoughts are always shared, and yet we look to God's Word and come to know and understand what his will is and what it is exactly that we believe as children of God. Luke the physician begins this epistle, or begins this gospel, by writing that there were eyewitnesses, the apostles, that that made a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. And so it was that Matthew and John and others in the epistles have written of those things which are most surely believed among us. They had documented these things, and they were inspired by the Holy Ghost to write these things. And these are the things, the declarations that are made here in God's Word are the things that we believe and are persuaded of and know nothing else to be true but this and this alone. And the reason also that he wanted to write these things is that we might know the certainty of these things wherein thou hast been instructed. So it is God's Word that instructs us. It is God's Word that we look to for truth. It is God's Word that gives us the salvation as we believe in him. And so a message comes forth as to the introduction of who Jesus Christ is and why he came. And these are the things which we believe. I'd like to incorporate a little bit into this message the message that we heard Wednesday night. It was a beautiful message on Psalm 112, and it spoke of the first verse saying, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments." And the message there in that psalm is beautiful, and I would like to capture some of those thoughts into as the reading here that we have of the introduction of Jesus Christ and who he is. Because we are blessed when we fear the Lord. We are blessed when we delight greatly to do the commandments of the Lord. Knowing that the commandments of the Lord, they're not grievous, they're not difficult, they're not burdensome. They're a joy to have. They're a joy to keep. They give us life. They give us knowledge. They give us wisdom. And so it is that Mary here and Zacharias and Elizabeth and all these here, that they were righteous and they delighted in the Lord. They feared the Lord. The Bible here speaks of that they feared the Lord and they praised the Lord. They magnified the Lord and they were blessed for that. And we likewise will be blessed in our lives when we come to know that this is truth and we believe these things and are persuaded of them and they instruct us and we follow this instruction and our lives are blessed. And that psalm went on further to say that when we fear the Lord, when we exalt his name, when we delight greatly in his commandments, that our heart will be established. Our heart will be fixed. God will give unto us that we would be gracious, full of compassion, and righteous. And so it was, as the scene here unfolds, and the angel had already come to Zacharias, and now the angel Gabriel makes himself manifest to Mary here. And we know through scriptures that Gabriel had also made himself manifest to Daniel in Babylon. And the purpose that the angel Gabriel had made himself manifest to Daniel was to give him skill and understanding. That was the purpose of Gabriel showing up to Daniel. And now at this time, Gabriel here is sent from God to that place where the Jews despised, Galilee, to a city named Nazareth. And God sends Gabriel there. And God has a message for Mary. And this is the message for Mary, where she was not expecting this. This came to her unexpected. And the angel here begins by saying these three things. Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, and blessed art thou among women. She was blessed. She had a faithful life, even as the Bible here records that Zacharias and Elizabeth were righteous, and the Lord blessed them. And just as that psalm says in Psalm 112, that we will be blessed likewise when we fear the Lord and keep his commandments. So she is blessed here, and she is highly favored. And when she hears this salutation of Gabriel the angel, she was troubled and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. What is this? How is it that this angel is coming to me and making such a proclamation that I am favored and that the Lord is with me and that I'm blessed among women? It cast in her mind that she would that she would be troubled. And so Gabriel the angel continues and says, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." So again, he's saying that to the angel to Mary that thou hast found favor to God. And it's not that she was favored and the rest were not favored. It's because she was favored, we are also favored. God has shown his kindness and his love and his grace to us as well. As she was favored, we have also been favored. God has blessed us richly and has abundantly blessed us as well. And so the angel here continues and says, "Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." Here's the introduction of who Jesus Christ is. This is before his birth. This is after a time where there's this 400 years of silence, and yet there were those that were righteous and were waiting for the Messiah. And here Gabriel is making a proclamation, and this we believe. These things we believe, that Gabriel the angel came and told Mary that she shall conceive in her womb and bring forth a son, and that his name shall be called Jesus. And Gabriel continues and says, "And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." And Mary says, "Well, how can this be? I am currently not with a man." She's a spouse to Joseph, but she's not currently with a man. And so, again, she doesn't fully understand, and so she's questioning this message from God that came through Gabriel. And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." And so here it is, the proclamation of who Jesus Christ is, and that of his coming, and the introduction of him and who he is. And so we read through scriptures of who Jesus Christ is in many places, and we know him to be a deity that has taken upon himself human form, but yet has not lost his Godhead. And so in John's gospel, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Then further on, it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." This is who Jesus Christ was, the only begotten of the Father, and that Word was made flesh. This is who Jesus Christ is. He is come in the flesh as the Word of God, yet maintaining his deity. And then in Isaiah, and also in the first chapter of Matthew, there's a prophecy that says, "And behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. And so that's who Jesus Christ is. He is in the flesh. He is God with us. And so we rejoice in that truth. And these are the things that we believe because the Bible says so. We believe these things. The Bible says so, that it is his name shall be called Emmanuel, one of his many names, beautiful names. And Emmanuel means God with us, God dwelling in and among us. Thanks be to God for Jesus Christ and the sending of his only begotten Son. We are truly blessed. We are truly blessed because of that. And so, why is it that Jesus Christ came? Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, has come. Why is it that he has come? Zacharias, later in this chapter, says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people." This is why Jesus Christ came, to redeem his people. That we who believe in Jesus Christ, who believe these accounts to be true, that of the accounts that were made as a declaration of the eyewitnesses, we believe these things to be true, and then we are redeemed. In the epistles we read, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh." This is, again, is why Jesus Christ came, to take away the burden of sin, that all who would believe in him would not have that condemnation, but that sin would be dead. And then in John, who was one of the eyewitnesses and has written a gospel and as well as these three epistles, he also writes, again, as an eyewitness, as one who was with Jesus, as one who spent much time with Jesus, he says, "And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins." This is why Jesus Christ came. This is why he was manifested, to take away our sins. This we believe, because the Bible says so. This is why we believe. And so what will we do with that? Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. He is the only begotten of the Father. He is full of grace and truth, and he's come to take away the sin of the world. What will we do with him? Well, we are to believe, even as the Bible here says, that we would believe the truth of that is written in God's Word. What does it mean to believe? It means to serve the Lord. It means to love the Lord, and it means to worship the Lord. That's what it means to believe. And through that, we will have life. And so again, as the psalmist has said, "Praise ye the Lord, worship him. Blessed is the man that feareth God, that has that awe and respect toward him for what he has done for us. Unworthy as we are, we didn't deserve it. We have done nothing good of ourselves. He found us in our filth, and he sent his Son for us." And so our response to that is to believe in him, to worship him, to love him, and to serve him. And so the angel here continues and says, "And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren." Elizabeth here in her elder years, she is given a promise by an angel, and that she would have a son. And the angel here, Gabriel, is informing Mary that this had already transpired. And we might think, well, how can these things be? Just as Mary had questioned that, how can these things be, seeing I know not a man? Gabriel closes his interaction with Mary by saying, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." With God, God can do all these things. And so we see these things that Mary, who was not married, well, the Holy Ghost was going to come upon her and she would conceive and bring forth a son. That seems to be impossible, but not with God, because with God, nothing shall be impossible. How can it be that Elizabeth, in her elder years, would be able to bring forth a son? We think that's impossible, but with God, nothing shall be impossible, and these things we believe. This is truth. This is what we can anchor our lives to and know, that with God, nothing shall be impossible. And so Mary, in a very submissive and in a very beautiful way, just simply says, "Behold the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy will, according to thy word." Such a beautiful example of yielding herself to the Lord. This wasn't something she asked for. This wasn't something she had aspired to. It was the angel just that simply came to her and informed her of these things. And she yielded herself to the Lord and said, "Behold the handmaiden of the Lord. Here I am. Do with me as you would according to thy word." And it says, "And the angel departed from her." And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And so here it is that the Lord had done a great work in Elizabeth's life, and the Lord has done now a great work in Mary's life. And they are coming to spend some time together. And so as we read this, their proclamations and what they had said, you could see the tenderness of the moment and their interaction one with another and how beautiful it was. So the Bible here says that as Mary had saluted Elizabeth, that the babe in her womb, being John the Baptist, the babe leaped in her womb. The babe had joy. And here it is again. What would seem to be to us perhaps impossible is possible with God. We might think, how is it that Mary could have the Holy Ghost come upon her? How is it that Zacharias, Elizabeth, and John the Baptist, how is it that they could be filled with the Holy Ghost? How is that possible? Jesus was not yet risen. How are these things possible? We come back to verse number 37. "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." These things are possible with God. And again, we have to rely back on our faith. We simply just trust in God and to know that these things are true. Man may want to twist these things, and man may want to bring a different slant. This is truth. The eyewitnesses of the Lord had brought it forth, and Luke as well had perfect understanding in all these things from the beginning. He hath also made a declaration. And these are the things which we are instructed in, and these are the things that we believe. All else is not true. And so, here it is. Elizabeth responds to the salutation of Mary and says, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed." Blessed. Again, going back to Psalm 112. Blessed. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and that delighteth greatly in his commandments. We are blessed. Mary was blessed. She was submissive to what the Lord had for her. She said, "Behold the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." Zacharias and Elizabeth were righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord. They were blessed. Our lives can be blessed too when we believe and follow what the Word of God says. And so there's this blessing going on, Elizabeth blessing Mary and blessing the Lord. Blessed is she that believed, for she hath, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Here it was, Elizabeth telling Mary, what the Lord, what Gabriel, the angel, had told you, there will be a performance of those things. That will be fulfilled. There will be a performance of these things. Elizabeth being righteous, Elizabeth being in tune, Elizabeth being filled with the Holy Ghost. And so that was Mary, or that was Elizabeth's interaction, or her comments, or her proclamation to Mary, and Mary then responds and says, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." Again, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here, Elizabeth and Mary and Zacharias, it wasn't about them. It was about glorifying God for what he has done. And it wasn't about Luke, but it was about the declarations that were made in, of those things which we know to be true. And so, same for us. It's not about us. It never was about us, and it never will be about us. It's always about the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Glorify him for who he is. Know that we are worshiping someone far greater than what our minds can imagine and our mind can comprehend. We don't fully understand all things, but we believe all things and know that God is true. And so, again, she says, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." The blessings of the Lord. Isn't that what we want in our lives? How will we be blessed? How will we be called blessed? The Bible lays it out. Fear the Lord. Have awe and reverence toward him. And keep his commandments. Delight greatly in them. Solomon says that's the whole duty of man. Fear God and keep his commandments. For he that is mighty had done to me great things, and holy is his name. This is why we have fear toward God, because holy is his name. We are to have that awe and that reverence toward him at all times. At all times of our lives, through the valleys, through the mountains, through the mundane, and through the hectic things of life, we are to magnify his name and to recognize that he is holy, and we are to have reverence and awe toward him. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Again, going back to Psalm 112, that his mercy is on them that fear him. Fear the Lord. Blessed is the man or woman that fears the Lord. He hath showed great strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imaginations of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. And he goes forth, and as she goes forth and explains of who God is and what he does and how he is holy and how he keeps his promises. Who is Jesus and why did he come? What is it that we believe? Jesus came to give light to those who sat in darkness. Praise ye the Lord. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. Fear God. Jesus came to preach deliverance to the captives. Delight greatly in the commandments of the Lord. Jesus came to recover the sight to the blind. Jesus came to set at liberty them that are bruised. Jesus came to save that which was lost. Jesus came to abolish death and give us an abundant life. This is why Jesus came. These things we believe. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, we heard again this morning the announcement of the angel Gabriel, how he came to Mary and made this announcement to her. And we can be real thankful because, you see, Mary never doubted this. She never doubted one time when the angel spoke to her. As a matter of fact, when she learned that her cousin was expecting as well, she went to see her. And then when they discussed this thing, I like the part where she says unto her cousin, it says, "And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." And I believe that's the message that we can take as well today. That because of his coming to this earth, we can magnify the Lord, and that we can bless our God for the way of salvation through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.